Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we are starting Siman Test today. Another very important Siman over here in Hilchos Tzitzit. We'll see why very soon. Says the Mechaber over here in Siman Test Sival. Before then, let's start with a short Hagadam. Eiz begadim chayavim betzitzis ve'eiz b'torim betzitzis. Which begadim are chayiv in tzitzis and which begadim are potter in tzitzis? It says in the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, Perikov Beis, Lo Yilbash Shatnez, Semer Upishtim Yachdav. And then immediately following, Gidilim Taselecha Al Dalad Knafecha. We'll learn soon what it, also the Chazal learns out. Darshan out from this pasuk that we'll get to tomorrow. But you see over here, Lo Yibash Shatnei Semru Upishtim Yachdav Gidilim Taselecha Al Dalad Knafecha. There's a big machlokus in the Gemara between Rav Nachman and Rava Menachos Lametesam Ubeiz and which begadim are Chayiv Midaraisa to put tzitzis on. Is it all begadim or is it only Semer Upishin, wool and linen? According to Rav Nachman, wool and linen are the only begadim that one is chayiv midaraisa to put tzitzis on. All other begadim, the other begadim, cotton, silk, and things like this would all be only chayiv on a dirabonin level. Only a chayiv on a dirabonin level. As opposed to the sheet of Rava is, he holds not only wool and linen, but also cotton, mesh, and things like this were also going to be chayiv midaraisa, and chayiv midaraisa to put tzitzis on. That machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rava turns into a machlokus between the Chachmei Sarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Nachman that Semer Upishtim only Semer Upishtim are chayiv midaraisa to put in tzitzis. However, Tosus and the Rash paskin like the Shita of the Rava, and that turns into our machlokus over here between the Mechaber Ramah over here in Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Ein chayiv betzitzis mina Torah ela beged pishtim obeg oshel tzemer rechayim. The only things that are chayiv midaraisa is a linen begin, or also wool, but not only, not any wool, but only wool of a rachel. Aval bigdei sharminim ein chayavim betzitzis ela midrabanan. But the begadim of other types of minim, other types of wool, cotton, mesh. Not mesh. We'll get to mesh later on. Silk and the like are only going to be chayiv on a dirabanan level. Comes the Ramban, says v'yesh omrim dekulu chayavim midaraisa. No, all of them are chayiv midaraisa v'hachi hilchasa, and that is how we pass from l'achla maisa. So the classic machlokas over here between the Mechaber and the Rama, which was a machlokas between the Chachmei Sarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, which was a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava and the Gemara Menachos and Taf Lametes Amudei. So you see once again, everything comes from the Gemara. Just built down on how to pass in the Rishonim, coming down to l'achla maisa over here between the Mechaber and the Rama. What's the nafkamina between whether things are chayiv midaraisa and chayiv midaraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah states a couple of them in Seif Katan Gimel. The most important one is in number one. He says, "Mikol nafkamina lina kama dvarim echad di yoter roi lasos beged shu yotzei mibo mina Torah." If one is going to be minatora, one's going to be midrabanan. So it's much better mekayim a mitzvah daraisa than to mekayim only a mitzvah derabanan. And therefore, that's what it says over here. That's the number one nafkamina. Because at the end of the day, even according to the Svarim, you can make a bracha on mitzvah derabanan. You can make a bracha on katan tzitzis for if you're a zar. But you're only mekayim a mitzvah derabanan and not a mitzvah daraisa. As opposed to the Roma, if you're going to wear katan tzitzis, you're going to mekayim a mitzvah daraisa, not a mitzvah derabanan. Okay, so that's one nafkamina. Number nine is nisar v'lo tzitzis tfuin lishma b'shlo lishman v'en lo tzitzis achirim oshi sofik ala begini v'chai b'tzitzis dimurum d'ro and sofik d'rabbanu l'kula. If you hold it, it's only chai b'd'rabbanu, you're going to have be able to say sofik d'rabbanu l'kula if you have certain shilas in the beg. And number three is something that's not necessarily how we're going to paskin later on in Simon Yud Gimel. But a pasul nafkamina is if you're sitting with a beged that's only chayim midrabanan, and the tzitzis fall off, okay, or they get become pasul, so you're only over mevatel mitzvahs asay derabanan. Not a mitzvah asay deraisa, there'd be more room to be makel because of kavod abrius that you would not have to remove your beged right away. Okay? So that is this machlokas between the Svardim and the between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, he does this sometimes, even though the Ramah paskins Lakula, he says, V'yirei Shemayim Yachmer al Atzmo Lachush L'dei HaRishona V'yasatalos Shel Tzemer Kedei Sheitchai B'tzitzim Min HaTorah L'Kuli Alma. He says, Yirei Shemayim should try in Chap in also the Sheet of the Mechaber and the Chachmei Sfarad, and he says, better wear a woolen beged, because then you are going to be Yotzei L'Kuli Alma. That's the psak over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points over here. He says, "V'nachon shi'asa bein atalas gadol bein atalas katan shel tzemer, and therefore bein atalas gadol bein atalas gadol katan nachon liot shel tzemer." That's what the Mishnah Berurah comes out l'maisa over here. Just to point out, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, it is pashut that me'ikar the dinner for a ash bnei ashkenaz, you are mutter l'chatchila allowed to wear cotton sits in miyotzei midaraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yerei Shemayim, we better to wear, go ahead and wear a wool beged in order to be yotzei l'kuli alma, the mitzvah daraisa. Now there's two reasons in the Achron that I brought down, possibly even to go ahead and be makel like the Ramah. Number one, they're both brought down over here in Moreno Rabbeinu Dir Masal Yachmer. He first brings down the famous siddin of the Maaser Rav, the Maaser Rav of the Gra. In Os Yitzay Muvasha Talos Katan Shalovasha Gra, Lo Ita Shal Tzemer, the Gra was not makbid like the Mishnah Berurah over here seemingly said, and he wore a cotton beged. So the Gra wore a cotton beged, Lechora, there's room to say that we could also, there's not such a chumrah over here if the Gra was not so makbid on it. However, then Moreno Rabbeinu brings down B'Shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He says, "V'admar Amar Admar Zal She'eino Raya." It's not a riot that the Gra wore cotton tzitzis. Why? Because the Gra wore a wool talis gadol all day long. He wore his talis and tefillin all day long. So he was also mekayim the mitzvah daraisa at the same time with his wool and talis gadol. So the fact that he wore talis cotton is not as a big of a riot. Now he's doing it daraisa and the rabbanon at the same time. So they want to say that's not such a riot from the Gra. Okay? Lorena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel does point out that the minhag is, in the end of that piece in the back of the krach, that the minhag seems to be that people wear a cotton beged for talis katan, and talis gadol to wear a one of tzemer. So those who do wear a talis, so they are going to mekayim the mitzvah daraisa every day, even though it's a mitzvah every second, even if they won't wear the talis all day long. So those who wear a talis would still be wearing a wool talis like the minhag is. I don't know anyone who has a cotton talis gadol. Okay? But for a bachar, he is not mekayim the mitzvah daraisa. There is more of an Indian even to wear a woolen talis cotton. Now, another thing that Moreno Rabbeinu read down is the shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that, especially in the summer days when it's very hot, especially the Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak, it gets extremely hot. He says, if someone is wearing a woolen tzitzis in order to be machmer for Shita Mechaber, he says, I don't know if this is such a good chumrah. Why? He says, if someone wears a beged that they absolutely don't want to be wearing, because it's so hot and it makes them sweat, okay? Says the Chazon Ish, it's not considered a beged. He's mevatel l'shem beged, it's kilu, he's not wearing tzitzis, says the Chazon Ish. So he says the Chazon Ish, in the summertime, the fachot, if someone does not want to be wearing a woolen beged because he feels too hot in it, it could be that he's mevatel l'shem beged, and therefore he's not mekayim his mitzvah tzitzis at all. That's the shita of the Chazon Ish. I'm not exactly what you're going to say. Some people don't feel comfortable in the cotton tzitzis. They rather we're not wearing any extra garment. So that means he's going to be mevatel tzitzis at all times, even if it's by a cotton. That I didn't see anyone say b'shem the Chazon Ish. But l'fachot, he says not to wear wool. Go ahead and wear cotton if you stomach on the Roma l'chatchila, because it's going to be a chumrah. Sha'atik de kula if you're machmer for the mechaber. That the Rosh Shlomo Zalman takes offense. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman brought down in Elicha Shlomo, it's brought down over here also by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, and he paskins halacha l'maisa not like the Chazon Ish. He says, even if someone's going to be hot in his talis katan, even if it's going to make him sweat and he's uncomfortable in it, nevertheless, if he's wearing it to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, the fact that he's doing to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, that turns it into a beged. That's showing that I want this beged on myself, and therefore, even if it's going to be hot, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that he's still going to be yotzei his mitzvah tzitzis l'chatchila. And one who wants the machmer to wear the woolen tzitzis is allowed to, even in the summertime, and he would still be mekayim his mitzvah daraisa over here. Now, so halacha lemaisa, it's very pashut. For svardim, okay, if they wear cotton beged, they're yotzei the mitzvah, they're rabbanan. On a derabanan level, the yotzei can make a bracha on it, but for sure, a svari should be machmir to wear only wool and tzitzis, wool and talis, because they paskin that that's what's going to be the things that are chayiv midoraisa. For an Ashkenazic, they have more than what to be somechan if they choose to wear katan begadim. I know many, many years shemayim that wear katan begadim. I believe Rav Chizkiyahu even told me that Rav Nevinson himself wears a katan talis. Cut them once again. Rav Nevinson wears his talis gadol a lot, good part of the day in his house. He wears it a lot. So I don't know if it's exactly a proof. Other big Yuri Shemaim, I know where cotton talis, cotton tzitzis, and you would definitely have what to be somechan. Someone wants to say a chumra, no, it's a chumra, and he could go ahead and wear a tzemer beged, a woolen beged, and it could be yotzei de chovasa. We'll learn later on about linen, why we don't really wear linen begadim and things like that. What about other materials? What's your question? They held that mikir the dinner, you could wear cotton. Where's wool? I don't think they say anything different than what's brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah. Now, what about other materials, synthetic materials? Where do those come in? So comes Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, this will be the shayla of the famous mesh sitzes shayla. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Or Chaim Beis Simon Aleph. He writes over there that all synthetic materials, whether it be nylon, whether it be mesh, are not chayiv and tzitzis at all. One who wears those type of tzitzis are not yotzei yedei chovaso, and they're making a bracha levatala if they're wearing it. No matter what they are, no matter how they're made, according to Moshe Feinstein, it is not yotzei tzitzis. You are not mekayim the mitzvah bichlal. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he is in the middle sheet over here. Rishlomo Zalman over here, brought down by Moreno Verabeno in Dibur Maschel Shar, he says, Admor Za'amar, Shabbatim Asintanim, Shibi Amenu, our synthetic day, garments of today. Im Naisa Maisa Ariga, Chayovim Bitzitz. Vim Maisa Yitzika Pturim. There's two different ways of making a begin. The way that our begadim are made when you have cotton, when you have wool begadim, they are stitched. Okay, Shesi, the Arab stitched their way. That is called Maisa Ariga. It is sewn together. That begad, he says, if it's done with a synthetic material, take nylon, and you stitch it. Shesi, the Arab, like you would do in a begad, he says, stitches this way, stitches that way, like our begadim are made. He says, that would be chayv and sitzis, midoraisa, like the cotton sitzis would be. However, if it's done Maisa Yitzika, which is basically taking a long sheet of material, and just when the machine comes and pounds it into a shirt, there's no stitching done. That's called Maisa Yitzika. He said that is Pater Legamre from the mitzvah tzitzis, and one is not chayv. So therefore, not only Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman would also say that one who wears those mesh tzitzis are not yotzei yedei chovaso, that is Maisa Yitzika, and they are not yotzei the mitzvah, and they are making a bracha levatala. Says Moshe, told me Rabbeinu Nevinson, not only Lechumra, but even Lekula they hold of this. That means one would be allowed to wear a four-cornered mesh garment without putting tzitzis on it. It's not chayiv and tzitzis. Okay? So just to get this point across, both according to Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yashiv holds like this also, they are not yotzei yedei chovaso with these mesh tzitzis that are made. You are not allowed to buy them. You are making bracha levatalas. They are out of the picture. One of the people somechan. So I'll tell you, there is a posek who holds that you can wear them, they're like cotton, and you'll be yotze your mitzvah, and you can take a brach on it. But I guarantee you, none of you ever have heard of him. Okay? So, it is. He's a very, very big posek. He's still alive in Bnei Brak. The shoot, Az Nidbaru, Rav Silber, and Chelik Zayin, Simanim, Nunbeis through Nundalad, he paskins, Lukula on the shell. So I guess the manufacturer of these tzitzis, they're big Talmidim of Hakim of Rav Silber of the Az Nidbaru, I guess, and that is what all these guys all are somechan. But besides for that, all the big gedolei poskim all paskin lechumra. Rav Avadia also paskin lechumra over here. He says you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. Okay, he didn't go as far as to say you're allowed to wear a four-cornered garment like this without putting tzitzis. As you would have to put tzitzis without a bracha. He does not think that you would be yotzi or mitzvah, but only mitzad chumra one should not wear it four-cornered. But the Nevinson told me you'd be allowed, or you could wear a four-cornered mesh jersey and go ahead, you can wear it and not have to put tzitzis on it. It would not be chayiv at all. So we are going to stay away from mesh tzitzis, and that explains the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, who always has become very, very stark against it. All kimat, all the poskim are against them. One should not buy them and stay far away from them. If you want to wear the cotton ones, you can wear the cotton ones. If you want to wear woolen ones, you wear woolen ones. But stay far away from the mesh sits altogether. Adkan for today.